gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Wealth in your eyes and the smell of your smile.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Palmolive Soap and Colgate Dental Cream. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benadera, Dink Trout, George Dooning in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing the new hit from the score Paleface, Buttons and Bows.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie. Take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where the love's a gal by the cut of her clothes. And you'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or skirts that you homespun. But I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce a buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. You're all mine in buttons and bows.
Now, here is a very important announcement. Palmolive Soap is giving away prizes worth $67,000, a grand prize of $25,000 in one lump sum, or $100 a month for life. And that's not all. There are over 2,000 prizes in Palmolive's big treasure chest contest. Ford sedans, Westinghouse laundromat, Fromm Silver Fox scarf, Toastmaster toasters. And it's easy to enter. Complete the last line of this jingle.
A fresher, brighter looking skin is something I would like to win. I'll get Palmolive soap today. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Write your last line on a plain sheet of paper or use an official entry blank giving complete rules obtainable at your dealers. Include your own and dealer's name and address, and mail with the big word Palmolive from the front of the wrapper of one regular and one bath-size cake of Palmolive soap to Palmolive, Box 92, New York 8, New York. Now, here's the jingle once more.
A fresher, brighter-looking skin is something I would like to win. I'll get Palmolive soap today. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mail your entry to Palmolive, Box 92, New York 8, New York.
Get Palmolive soap for a lovelier complexion. Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results.
Well, there's nothing more thrilling to a red-blooded man on a crisp October morning than to be crouched beside a lovely lake with his trusty gun and a flock of ducks circling overhead. Which is why Mr. Anderson asked permission of his wife yesterday to do just that. And so today we find him beside a body of water. He's at the kitchen sink with his trusty washcloth and a flock of dirty dishes. His retriever is our young hero, Dennis Day, who takes charge of each plate as it leaves the suds.
Gee whiz, Mr. Anderson, why didn't you ask Mrs. Anderson to get an electric dishwasher?
It's no use, my boy. She prefers me. I don't have to be plugged in.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, we're nearly finished anyway. Oh, where does this platter go?
On the shelf in back of the saucer there. Only be careful, that's Poopsie's favorite platter.
Okay.
You know what happened the last time you put one of her Queen Victoria plates away?
Yeah, it slipped out of my hand and abdicated all over the place.
I know.
Well, I'll be careful. This. Hey, look. There's a letter here up on the shelf.
A letter? That's funny.
Yeah, and it's in Mildred's handwriting. Holy smoke, it starts out, "My darling of the burning lips."
Oh, it's for you.
Well, don't be silly. She knows me better than that.
But Mildred couldn't possibly be writing a love letter to anyone else.
Really? Gee, I'm a little worried.
Oh, nonsense. Read some more.
Okay. When you put your strong arms around me, my love, I know I'm being held by a man.
By gosh, it is to another fella.
Oh, this is awful. My Mildred, what'll I do?
Now, now, Dennis, don't get excited. My gracious, maybe it's just a mistake.
Some mistake. She'd had another fella on her mind all the time she's been with me. I'm going to take back my fraternity pin and give her back the pawn ticket for her sorority pin.
But, Dennis, you're the one she loves, I'm sure. For the moment, some other fella's turned her head, that's all.
Yeah, and I wind up with the back of her neck. Believe me, I'm going to tell that girl plenty.
That's the worst attitude you could possibly have. Now, if you want to win her back and you're smart, you listen to me.
Could you really help me, Mr. Anderson?
Certainly. Now, I'll give you a little tip. You can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Get it?
You mean she'll love me again if she sees I can catch a lot of flies?
No. But the trouble is, you've never really courted her, Dennis. A woman doesn't like to be taken for granted. Now, suppose you started playing the cavalier, did little things for her and showered her with attention.
Gee, I see what you mean.
Sure. Gallantry. Well, women eat it up. They think they're delicate creatures, and they'd rather have a man flatter them with little courtesies than anything. There she is. Now, for goodness sake, remember what I told you.
Yeah, okay.
I'll sneak out the other door so you can be alone. Good luck.
Oh, here you are. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, fragile little thing.
Huh?
How tired you must be, my darling. You've been up for over 2 hours. Here, sit down in this chair before you poo out completely.
Dennis, what are you talking about?
Oh, just trying to do little things for you, my love. Shall I fetch your slippers so you can sit in front of the fireplace and smoke your pipe?
My pipe? You know I never smoked a pipe.
Oh, I'll give you one for Christmas.
Dennis, you must be mad. And if you think I'm going to stand here and...
Wait, where are you going with that bottle of ink?
If you must know, I'm working on a letter, and I just came in here to fill my fountain pen.
Oh, but I can't let you do that. You might get ink on those lovely, dainty little hands. Here, let me...
Dennis, I'm not an invalid.
Please. I couldn't bear the thought of ink on those lovely, dainty little hands. Now, if you'll give me the bottle and pen, I'll
Dennis,
just...
Dennis, let go. I'll do it myself. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, my. All over your lovely, dainty little face.
Oh, I could kill you.
I was just trying to be a cavalier, and now you hate me.
Oh, I don't hate you.
Yes, you do. It's written all over your face.
Oh, I certainly don't like ink all over me. Oh, golly, I'm a mess.
Well, I'll run get a towel. I'll be right back.
Oh, dear. What's all the excitement?
Good heavens, what happened to you?
Oh, it was just an accident, Mother. Golly, everything is going wrong today. First, I can't find the letter I wrote for the Passion Story Magazine love letter contest, and now this.
Well, don't bother me with it. I have enough troubles of my own.
Well, now what's wrong?
Oh, that woman who just moved in next door. She gives me a pain. Standing there in her backyard yelling that our incinerator is filling her yard with black smoke. The nerve of her making up such a fantastic lie.
Oh, our new neighbor? What does she look like?
I don't know. I couldn't see her through the smoke.
You really ought to have that incinerator fixed, Mother. Everyone's complaining.
I wouldn't dream of it. I have only a few pleasures left in this world. Why should I deny myself fighting with the neighbors?
All right, Mother. I'd like to help it between losing that love letter for the contest and Dennis.
Dennis? What's the matter with him?
Oh, I wish I knew. He's acting so unusual today. I was talking to him just now and he didn't make a bit of sense.
Well, come on, get to the unusual part.
Well, he kept wanting to do things for me. Buy me presents, things like that.
Really? When a man acts that way, it always means one thing. There's been another woman.
Oh, good golly, it does?
Yes. Now, I wonder what it'd mean in Dennis's case.
And all that happened was she got covered with ink?
Yeah, some cavalier I am.
Oh, dear. Now she's probably more in love than ever with that fellow with the burning lips.
Well, let her. Let her get her lipstick melted clear off for all I care.
Now, you know you want her back. And maybe if you could make her jealous or something.
Gee, you think that might work?
Well, it's done wonders in some cases. Let's see now. Is there some other woman that you've been friendly with, one you've kissed, maybe?
Sure, but I can't see Mildred getting jealous of my mother.
No. Say, wait. How about Miss Baker, that old spinster around the corner who's got such a crush on you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm scared to go near her.
Oh, don't be silly. As far as she's concerned, you're just a passing fancy.
Well, she sure makes some fancy passes.
She's about your only chance, my boy.
Well, do you really think Mildred would come back to me if she saw me with Miss Baker?
Definitely. Just let her find you on the couch with her here tonight. I know women like a book.
Well, I'll try it, but this is one chapter I wish you'd skipped.
Yes? Why, Dennis Day!
Hello, Miss Baker.
Oh! Oh, you great big wonderful bundle of stockings! What brings you to my house all alone, and I hope so?
Miss Baker, I love you.
You what?
I love you. I love you. I tell you, my heart just leaps at the sight of your beautiful face.
Oh, you darling. Now say it with your eyes open.
I mean it. May I come in and sit a while, Miss Baker? And may I call you Ruth?
Oh, if you come in and sit a while, you can call me John L. Lewis. Oh, come in. Come right in. And sit down. Sit down anywhere and make a lap.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, did you mean it, what you said? I mean about being in love with me, did you, huh? Did you?
I'm wild about you. Can't live without you. Your hair, those lovely waves, that glorious golden color.
Goodness, I didn't even know I was wearing that one tonight. But what about your girlfriend, that little Mildred Anderson?
She's in love with another fella.
Oh?
And I'm trying to get her back.
Oh. So that's it. You're trying to make her jealous.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Oh, but Dennis, don't you see Mildred couldn't possibly believe there was a romance between us? After all, the difference in our ages alone. Why, I must be older than you by weeks.
Yes. Yeah, thousands of them, I guess.
Well, yes. Now, maybe I can help you after all. A cousin of mine just returned home from school. Oh, she's an awfully sweet girl, and I know she'd do anything I ask.
Oh, gosh, Miss Baker, could you have her over at the Andersons about 9?
Well, just for you. Oh, because you're so cute. And it might be the basis for a little blackmail someday.
Gee, Miss Baker, you're wonderful. Someday Mildred and I will get married and settle down with our chickens and our dogs. In a month or two, there'll be a baby and we'll name it after you.
Dennis, I doubt if you'll have a baby in a month or two.
And then we'll name one of the dogs after you. Good night.
We'll continue our day in the life of Dennis Day in a moment or two. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing Confess.
Confess, why don't you confess? I wish you'd reveal to me the way that you feel. Confess, it isn't a crime. That you're mine. How long can I keep waiting for a tender word from you? The sweetest rose starts fading when the sunshine won't come through. Confess, please don't make me guess. If you really care, darling, confess. And darling, confess.
Well, when Dennis found a very torrid love letter in Mildred's handwriting hidden away in a dictionary, he leaped to the conclusion that she had another boyfriend. The letter was merely a prize entry in a magazine love letter contest, but Dennis, unaware of that, has launched a campaign to make Mildred jealous by arranging a rendezvous with Miss Baker's cousin, a young lady he's never met.
Do you honestly think this will make Mildred come back to me, Mr. Anderson?
Oh, we can't miss Dennis. Only remember, when Mildred walks in, you and this girl have to be in a really torrid embrace.
Oh, don't worry. I'll go all the way. I'll be holding both her hands.
Dennis, maybe we'd better get a few things straightened out.
Huh?
Have you actually ever necked with a girl?
Well, no, but I came awfully close once. I was in a restaurant and the girl at the next table started playing footsie with me.
Consider that close to necking, huh?
Oh, you haven't heard the half of it. She was wearing open-toed shoes.
You may have to step up the pace a little bit tonight.
Oh, I will. I will. Don't worry.
Good. Now, I'll go in and see if I can think of some way to get Poopsie out of the house so Mildred will find you alone with this girl.
Yeah, swell, Mr. Anson.
Is that you, Herbert?
Yes, flame of my desire. You know something? I've been thinking.
Thinking?
Yeah. Let's be devils tonight, huh, Poopsie? Let's take a walk through Weaver Park like we used to when we were courting.
Why, Herbert, that's a wonderful idea.
Yes. I thought maybe we could meander down to the south end and see that big oak tree. Remember, the one we cut our initials in?
Oh, how could I forget it?
Yes.
I was just a young girl at the time, wasn't I?
Yes.
I wonder if our initials are still there.
Well, we could take along a stepladder and find out.
Be fun. Here, while I'm putting on my coat, take this trash out and burn it.
Poopsie, do you think we should? You know that new neighbor's been complaining about our incinerator.
I said take it out and burn it.
But, Poopsie, this type of trash, are you deliberately trying to get even with her?
Nonsense. It's just ordinary refuse. Now take it out and make sure the hot water bottle and that old inner tube are on top. Theodore, do you smell that?
Hmm?
Can't you smell it? It's that Mrs. Anderson's incinerator again.
Oh. Well, I thought maybe your brother opened the door of the room he keeps his pigeons in.
Don't be funny. Oh, just look at the smoke pouring into this room.
Yeah. Well, first thing tomorrow morning, I'll go over and see...
Tomorrow morning, my foot... You go over there this minute and give them a good piece of your mind.
Now? Oh, honey, it's after 9.
I don't care what time it is. I've stood all I'm going to. If you won't go over there, I will. Right now.
Gee, 3 minutes after 9. She should be here any minute. Well, I've sure got this room looking like a love nest, all right. Mildred can't help but think we've been drinking with all those empty Coke bottles and used tea bags lying around. Gosh, I wish that girl would... at last.
Good evening.
Oh, how do you do? Won't you come in? I've been expecting you.
I shouldn't wonder. I'm Mrs. Schroeder.
Mrs. Schroeder? My gosh, does your husband know you're doing this?
Certainly. He very nearly came here instead of me.
Well, I'm glad you did. It would have looked a little silly with him.
What?
Well, I mean, I think a man and a woman is the ideal combination for a thing like this.
I did not come here to waste time. I want something done, and immediately. Do you understand?
Oh, gosh, don't rush me. Let's get acquainted first. Here, sit down, won't you?
Thank you. I prefer to stand.
But isn't it usually done sitting down?
Well, why should it be?
Well, I guess you've been around more than I have.
Young man, are you sure you know what I'm here for?
Oh, sure, don't worry.
Don't worry. Do you think I want to be choked to death?
Oh, I'll get a very loose grip.
What on earth are you talking about?
Huh? Why, this act we're putting on, of course.
Act? You call smelling up the whole place an act?
Lady, if you don't know my technique, don't rap it.
Indeed. Well, you just listen to me. If I don't get some action, I'll have my husband come over here and tear out your incinerator bodily.
Tear out my what?
You know very well what. That vile, smoky incinerator in your yard.
Incinerator? Wait a minute. Aren't you Miss Baker's cousin?
Who? I am Mrs. Schroeder from next door.
Oh, my gosh, I thought... Holy smoke, have I made a series of nasty blunders.
What?
Look, Mrs. Schroeder, you got to help me.
I've got to help you.
Yeah, you see, I got a girl and I got to make her Oh, my gosh.
Oh, hello. I didn't know we had company, Dennis.
I am not company, young lady. I came over here to...
Oh, it's no use, Marigold. She's caught us. We might as well face it. She knows all now.
Huh? Oh,
it's a good thing you didn't arrive a few minutes earlier, Mildred. Marigold and I were on the sofa. We were necking and petting and squeezing and doing all enjoyable stuff like that there.
What? Now, see here. I was merely complaining about the smoke.
Can I help it if I'm a hot necker?
Oh, Jenna. Look here, young lady. I came over here to complain about your smelly incinerator. But just forget it. From now on, burn anything you want. Only keep him on your side of the fence. Good night.
Ah, poor foolish girl. Where will she go? What will she do now that she's tasted the rich, tender ripeness of my cherry lips? What can she say to her husband now except, "Fair"?
Oh, stop it. That's the woman from next door to complain about the incinerator, and you know it.
Didn't do so good, huh? Well, okay. You must know I was trying to make you jealous.
Jealous? Me? But why?
Well, I figured then maybe you'd forget about the fellow who you wrote the letter to. You know, the guy with the molten lips.
Oh, Dennis, you big goof. That was a letter I was entering in a contest.
In a contest?
Of course. The only person I know with molten lips is you.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Mildred, I'm so happy I... Well, would you? I mean, would it be all right if I turned on my volcano now?
Of course, Dennis.
Oh, gosh, I wish you had a third hand so I could kiss that, too.
Oh, Dennis, do you know something? If there really were another girl in your life, I'd never speak to you again as long as you live.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. You're the only girl I ever looked at. Gosh, I wouldn't think... Oh, I'll go get it. Yes?
Lover boy, my angel, kiss me.
Look, this isn't necessary, girl. Just tell me who you want me to vote for, and I'll... Oh, my gosh, it's you.
So there's never been a girl in your life?
We've never seen each other before this moment, have we, miss?
Why, Dennis, darling. Dennis, darling, huh?
See, it's obvious she doesn't know me. My name is Dennis Day.
Come here, love bundle.
Wait, let go. Mildred, I swear if she ever takes her mouth away from mine, you'll hear a perfectly reasonable explanation.
Dennis, stay. Don't you ever talk to me again.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth than Colgate Dental Cream. For Colgate Dental Cream has a safe polishing agent that cleans your teeth both gently and thoroughly. Brings out their natural sparkle and beauty. You can actually see and feel the difference. And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Yes, actual scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. Colgate Dental Cream is famous for its wonderful wake-up flavor, too.
Nationwide tests of leading toothpastes prove that Colgate's is preferred for flavor over every other brand tested. Yes, preferred over every other brand tested. And no wonder, for Colgate Dental Cream is the result of constant effort to produce the finest toothpaste in the world today. For cleaning teeth, for flavor, for sweetening breath. So see if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate Dental Cream America's favorite toothpaste. Try Colgate Dental Cream to bring out the natural sparkle and beauty of your teeth for a wake-up flavor you thoroughly enjoy. And always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. With George Duning and the orchestra, here now is Dennis to sing the beloved old Irish air, Galway Bay.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clather and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. For the breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging pretty speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there is going to be life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the
gentlemen, this is the United Nations Week. The United Nations today is the greatest influence in the world for peace and understanding among nations. It is the common denominator among all nations and all political creeds. The United Nations requires the wholehearted support of every decent man and woman in the world. Good night, everybody.
Next week, tune in to another Dennis Day Show brought to you by Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
For soft, gleaming, glamorous hair, try Luster Cream Shampoo. Not a soap, not a liquid. In tubes or jars, whichever you prefer. Be a lovely Luster Cream girl.
Dream girl, dream girl. Beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream Shampoo.
For the true romance in Dennis Day's own life, there's a special treat in store for you in True Romance Magazine, now on sale at all newsstands. Listen again next week to Colgate's Hour of Fun, Judy Canova, followed by Dennis Day. And for another great comedy program, hear Blondie next Wednesday evening over your favorite NBC station. This is Vern Smith speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.